6.7 Country Roads. The difference between driving on the freeway and open road in the country is the roadways are not well lit. As a result, when you're coming up to a curve or going around curves, they're hard to see. You can't see there is no shoulder on the side of the road. You can't see the signs until the very last minute. Country roads have different obstacles that we don't see in everyday driving. Livestock crossing the road, farm equipment crossing the road, tractors driving slowly, all-terrain vehicles, and of course deer jumping out in front of your car. There are stands on the side of the road selling peaches and apples, country stores, and little mom-and-pop gas stations. People are pulling in and out of these places. You really need to pay close attention. If it's dark, use your high beams when there is no oncoming traffic within 500 feet, and if you're not following another vehicle within 300 feet. Country roads are not maintained as well as city streets and freeways. More potholes may exist on these roads that you cannot see. Dirt, oil, and fuel accumulate, which increase your chance of skidding or hydroplaning, especially during the first half hour of rainfall. All of the fragments of dust, oil, gas, and other kinds of residue dropped by vehicles accumulate on the road surface. The mixture of the rain and fragments make it very slippery when driving, so be very careful during the first half hour to hour of rainfall. Try to avoid driving during these periods. It's harder to have an escape route on a country road. Most country roads are narrow two-lane roads without a shoulder. If someone crosses over into your lane and is about to hit you, where do you go? On a freeway or on most city streets, you have more lanes. You could escape. On country roads, when you go off the side of the road, that is it. 6.7.1 Hills. Many times, country roads are narrow and hilly. If you're driving on a two-lane road in the country, traveling uphill, and you're faced with another vehicle coming toward you traveling downhill, who would have the right-of-way going? The vehicle traveling uphill would have the right-of-way. The reason is, when you're going uphill, you need momentum to climb the hill. If you stop on the hill, it is extremely hard to build up momentum again to continue climbing the hill. If you're going downhill, you just have to apply the brakes to stop and release them to start movement again. Think how hard it would be to maneuver if you had to back your car down the hill. Take the video quiz.